my guest is Holly Bertoncini. How are you, Holly?
Good. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing great. What do you do?
So I'm the Community Programs Manager for Telerik, which means I do the user group sponsorships and the nonprofit events, as well as the Insiders Program and the Telerik MVPs.
That's a lot.
Yes.
Before we talk about your job, let's tell people what Telerik does.
Sure. So we were originally kind of more known in the .NET field just as a component vendor, but now we're branching out across all platforms. We have our new product Kendo UI for HTML5, jQuery. We have a testing solution, Agile. So we have a lot of products now.
And most of our focus around helping developers be more productive.
Exactly.
Right.
That's
basically the mission, I think.
Sure. Yeah, I would agree with that.
You talked about user group sponsorship. You talked about the Insiders program. You talked about a lot of things. Let's go through them one at a time. These programs that you're involved
sure. So in. So the user groups. As I'm sure you all know. Sometimes you guys need money for a pizza and you want some swag. So
I've asked you for that before.
Yes.
You've come through.
So I just sync up with leaders and kind of find out what they need, what we have they can give. Ship them out some swag, some licenses. Just kind of keep in contact with them throughout the year.
Uh-huh.
Then for the events, like your Codepalooza, DevLink, Code Camps, Give Camps, they reach out as well. Sometimes they're just looking for swag, or sometimes they need, help paying for the food for the event. So then we try to help them out as well.
You sponsored my Detroit Day of Azure last year.
Yes.
That's a great thing you do for the community there. I think people keeping developers fed during these meetings is really nice. And then also having something to give away at the meetings as well.
Right, it's always nice to get a prize.
What about the other programs? The Insiders program, I happen to be a part of that, as But tell people about
that. So I guess the Insiders program has been around for maybe about 3 years now. It kind of started to kind of help speakers. We got requests that there weren't enough funding going out there, so we thought, what can we do to help to get people to user groups? Mm-hmm. So then my colleague Emily kind of created the Insiders program. So basically, you tell us where you want to go, and we see, do we want to help you get there? And, you'd mention Telerik, we'd sponsor you. Sometimes, maybe if it was applicable, you bring up our controls, or you give out some of our swag or licenses. Mm-hmm. And then, it also helps us because it helps, we can go to areas that we're not always in.
Okay, that helps fill a gap, I think, because I'm also a part of INETA, and mm-hmm. INETA used to have a big budget for sending speakers around, and that program has changed. It still exists,
right?
But there's not as much money to go around.
Right.
It really helps that people like yourselves are contributing to that
exactly.
I think.
Yeah. And then for the Telerik MVPs, they're kind of more online-based. They're helping out in our forums. They're helping other clients answer questions. They're writing blog posts. They're, a lot on Twitter, maybe directing clients to certain places. So really, they're just kind of our online presence, and they help us. They're helping answering questions. We send them swag and licenses. So it's kind of like a mutually beneficial partnership.
Okay. So those are the more shy ones.
Exactly.
They're
just the computer side. Yeah.
Forums, whereas I'm the loud one. What's your role in the MVPs and the Insiders?
So for the MVPs, so I would be in charge of recruiting new ones. Sometimes the product teams will reach out to me and say, hey, this guy's really active. Do you think he'd be interested in the program? So just kind of explaining the guidelines, getting them signed up, and then as well as maintaining, because if you're a Telerik MVP, you need to get a certain amount of tokens every 6 months to maintain your status.
How does one get a token?
You'd get a token by answering a blog post, then I would give you 2 tokens. So basically then I go through our system and allocate the tokens to the appropriate people. To kind of make sure that they can maintain their MVP status throughout the year.
So it sounds like there's just basically a formula. MVP, deciding who's the MVP is relatively simple. You get tokens, so many tokens for answering a blog post. At the end of the year, you add up the tokens, and if you have X number, then you are or you're in. Is that the idea?
You have to get in first. So one of the product teams or I have to say, I think you'd be a great MVP. Do you want to come on board? And then once they're on board, that's when they start earning the tokens.
Oh, I see.
To keep continually, year after year, keeping that status.
Okay. And what about the Insiders? How do people get into that?
Sure. So the Insiders, we just kind of hear with the community, we have our evangelists out in the field. They kind of say, this guy's really good. This girl's really good. Do we have room in the program? This is the area they might be covering. So it depends on factors. How many Insiders do we have actively right now?
Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't even know. I think we have about 12 Insiders active right now. And then, based on that, we see what areas are we looking for people? Where do you want to travel?
Areas,
sure. Because if we have everyone in Ohio, that's hard for, we need someone in California. So we definitely look at geographic, where you're traveling and what events you're going to as well.
Oh, okay. All right, so everything you talked about the MVPs and the insiders is that you're finding them, or people inside of Telerik are finding them. Imagine there's some people watching this that say, boy, I'd really like to be an MVP, or I'd really like to be an insider. Is that something that they could do to
it happens themselves? A lot with the Telerik MVPs. We actually have an application on Telerik.com. If you just Google Telerik MVPs, you can apply. So basically you would just kind of list the work that you've done involving Telerik, you know, link up your blog posts, maybe your Stack Overflow if you've answered a lot of questions there. So then you can apply through that right online. For the insiders, you could always email communityteam@Telerik.com if you want to, you know, kind of just put your name out there, tell us that you're interested, so then we can kind of review it from there.
Okay. And the benefits of these are both similar. You get some free licenses, you get some and then you get some, for the insiders, you get some reimbursement on your travel.
Exactly. And, you know, for the Telerik MVPs, you know, that sometimes that title helps because, you know, if they're going places, people know that they know a lot about Telerik. Okay. So that's beneficial to them as well.
Okay. You've just in the last year or so, you sort of come up with a new term, influencers.
Yes.
Grouping the MVPs and the insiders, and this year even the partners.
Yes. Yep.
Let me look at here. Is that why this new designation?
Well, we just thought, why, if we have these two influencer programs, the MVP and the insiders, why just keep them completely separate? You know, it didn't really make that much sense, where there's kind of shared knowledge to gain from each other, and a lot of times we're sending out the same information for both of you, so why not just loop you guys together? And, you know, although you serve different needs, if you want to hear what's new, you both want to hear what's new with Telerik, so then we're just going to, you know, group you together and be able to get that out to both of you at once.
Okay, can you talk about what we're doing here in Boston this week?
Sure. So this week is the Telerik Influencer Summit. We actually have insiders, MVPs, some of our service partners, as well as a few enterprise clients. You know, we're just kind of here talking about Telerik. You know, you guys are learning the latest and greatest, and we're trying to get real feedback on what you guys want to see so that we can try to incorporate that into, you know, future releases and what our roadmaps are.
Okay. I'm enjoying it so far.
Great.
We're more than halfway through it.
Yes.
And we're going on a duck ride tomorrow.
Yes, the duck tour, yes. We'll see historic Boston.
Do you have an online presence?
Sure, yeah. So I'm on Twitter, @Tellerini. It's kind of a play on Telerik in my last name. That's where it came from. And then I can always be reached, holly@Telerik.com as well.
Holly, thanks so much.
All right, thanks, David. We're here with our Telerik friends in Boston this weekend talking about technology.